Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.
Hello, everybody. Once again, this is Ryan McPherson here, Business Radio X on location. Thank you so much for joining us. We are broadcasting from the beautiful Women's Club of Nashville, historic Women's Club of Nashville, a place for weddings, meetings, parties, and more. If you want some more information, you can call them at 615-269-3896. And we're here for the NABO Business University Series. This is the first one. They're kicking off today. It's a lunch where they're going to have over 50-plus women business owners from NABO Nashville. Now we have joining us on the program, Susan DePue, past president of Nashville NABO. How are you doing, Susan?
I'm doing great, Ryan. Thanks for having me.
Oh, very good for joining us. And you also have a company. Tell us about your company, please.
My company is Growth Point Strategies, and I work with business owners when they're ready to build a real strategy for growth. And then I work with them to implement that strategy.
So you're a strategist.
I am.
All right. And how long have you been with the company or founded the company?
You know, it's about 10 years old now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what was the impetus behind the founding of the company? Had you spent time in corporate America?
No, I had built my own employee benefit firm. And so in doing so, I really got to know business owners, and I started studying exactly how did they grow and how did I grow my business. And so then I was reading a lot of books and taking some courses and went back and got coaches training and decided that my real passion was helping business owners to grow. Mm-hmm. So I sold my agency, and this allowed me then to begin consulting and coaching with business owners.
So entrepreneurship for you goes way back then.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Back to my mom.
My mom owned
her own business, and I watched mother grow her business. And so, yeah, to me, it's the way to go.
Is it? So your entrepreneurial bug bit you early, and then you follow the dream. And so any advice you would have for someone who's young and thinking about being an entrepreneur now?
Yes. The first thing is, you know, it is a business. And what I want you to realize is that you got to have paying customers, and you've got to have a budget, and you need to treat your time very, very valuable. And from the very beginning, think of it as a business, and you need to get paid.
Mm-hmm. Not just a hobby or a passion. Mm-hmm. And the money will come maybe.
Maybe, yes.
Yeah, it is a true business.
It is.
Right. And from your perspective and your past experiences working with businesses as well, is it a good idea for an entrepreneur to hire a family member, or is it not a good idea?
You know, that's a loaded question, because I've seen both work. And I hired my son, and it was not a good idea. And he will tell you that first and foremost. But I have seen other people that work with family members, and it really can. I think that clear expectations and boundaries are necessary for it to work. But it can be beautiful.
Yeah, very well said. And that's the right answer, because it can work for any situation.
Yes.
Just make sure it's the right fit for you and your situation, your family, and your business.
Absolutely.
And so let's turn our attention back to Growth Point Strategy. What are some of your particular customers look like?
You know, typically I work best with that person who's been in business 4 to 5 years, and they're trying to hit that $1 million in revenue mark.
Okay.
And that seems to be their glass ceiling. But they've been in it long enough that they bring some expertise, and they've got a love for their company, but they're frustrated. And so what I can do is come in and take fresh eyes and look at that company, and what strategies are they employing? And let's do more of those, and what strategies are not working. And then typically we'll bring some strategies that maybe they haven't thought of or haven't started using yet. So what we'll do then is I typically will either work with their sales team or work with their management team to get everybody on the same page, engage everybody, and we'll take those strategies, the current ones and some new ones, and typically we blow it out of the water.
All right. You know, that can be a tough pill for some business owners to swallow, is to say, you know, hey, I need to hire somebody to help me with my business.
Yes.
And sometimes they think that's judgmental, or that people are going to criticize them. But explain to how your particular organization may approach that subject.
Well, what we always do, if you've made it in business, you're doing a lot of things right.
Okay.
So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to examine and find those things that you're doing very right. We're going to talk about those a lot. And if we're in front of your team, we're going to explain to them what's going well and what everybody's doing right. And then, but if we modify here or if we add there, we can take it to the next level. Most people want to grow.
Yes.
But they don't want to be made wrong. I don't want to be made wrong. You don't want to be made wrong. And so it's not that. If you've survived, you're doing probably 80% everything right. And the other thing is to do a real emphasis on this business is about the way you, your vision for mm-hmm. this business and for these services. Mm-hmm. It's not about some doing it like anybody else. Because why do your customers do business with you? Because of you.
Yeah. That's great. Very well said. And that is some of the secrets behind the good work that Susan is doing with her business, Growth Point Strategy, located here in Nashville. And you're here today to support NABO Nashville. As we mentioned in the beginning, you're a past president. And maybe you can speak to someone out there who's thinking about joining NABO and what were some of the benefits you experienced and they perhaps could experience as well.
You know, one of the things that I find when I come to a NABO event and when I'm serving NABO, I really thought in the beginning I was a little obnoxious. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you.
Okay.
I thought I was going to give to this organization. I can't outgive this organization from the friends that I've made, from the advice. I mean, there are times that running your own business is lonely.
Mm-hmm.
You don't take it home to your spouse, and you don't take it to an employee, and your best friend sometimes doesn't understand what you're going through, but you've got friends at NABO that they absolutely know what you're going through. So I've always loved that. I've loved the camaraderie. I love the learning, and I love the I guess the giving back.
Yeah,
you know, right. How can I serve?
Wow, and you said that very eloquently as well. So it's all part of getting out there and trying to be the better you for your own business and connecting with like-minded individuals who may be in a different industry but are going through some of the same growth or maybe some of the same pain points you're experiencing.
Absolutely.
And so NABO is a great way to get involved Nashville or nationally as well, as there's many chapters all over the country. So if you want more information about the Nashville chapter, you can follow them on Twitter at Nashville NABO, NAWBO. All right. Well, thank you so much, Susan, for taking the time to join us. Please tell our listeners how they can find out information about you and your services.
You know, you can email me at susan@susandepue.com. The hardest part about that, spelling Depue, it's D-E-P-U-E. My phone number is 615-584-7339, and it's www.growthpointwithanestrategies.com.
All
right. Ryan, thank you so much for having me.
Yes, my pleasure, and we look forward to more great things from you and your organization in 2016.
Thank you so much.
All right, listeners, if you want us, Business Radio X, to come to your location for some interviews and conversations, go to radioinmybooth.com. That's radioinmybooth.com. Thank you to Stone Payton and Lee Cantor. On behalf of the entire Business Radio X network, I'm Ryan McPherson. We will see you on the radio.